Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see about that. Give us a couple days on that one.
Stay tuned now, folks, for the Edward E. Edwards Show, coming to you over WOFF, the station with... Drive.
Funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very funny.
Face down, ass up.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, this portion of our show on West Route 1 brought to you by Ford. Uh-huh. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move that there is a car company for people like that. It's Ford. Uh-huh. And now we have people standing by, playing car wash in the background, ready to drive their cars with the windows open, I hope.
Convertibles welcome.
Through actual car washes. Hello,
hello.
Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Bill.
Hi there. Where are you from, Bill?
Bill, I'm calling from Rancho Padova.
Okay. Yeah. Northern California?
Yeah, near Sacramento.
Okay.
Oh, this ought to be great.
And are you at a, boy, this is almost like the drive-through game. Are you at a car wash right now that's attached to a gas station?
Yes, I'm at Zinfandel and Sunrise.
Are you all right? Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm starting to go through right now.
He sounds fine to me, Mike.
Sounds a little odd.
I saw you last night on last Comic Standing.
He said he's going through right now. I don't believe him. I don't believe him at all.
Let's hear it.
Can you hear it? Oh,
hello? Well, see, now we didn't even get a chance to ask him allegedly what kind of car he had.
You can't possibly let him have the money.
No.
That would be a total injustice.
He's gone anyway. Uh-huh. All right, let's see who's on this line. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Hey, hi. What's your name? Hello.
What it do? Hi, Don and Mike. It's the
Are you at a car wash? Are you at a car wash?
Of course. That's where I work.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ.
It's another pretender to the throne.
It's too darn hot.
Okay, well, now I'm seeing on the screen that I guess a lot of people are scamming us.
Now, come on. Now, it's a hot day. It's a perfectly good idea.
As I recall...
It's too darn
hot. Do I have to get in my car and drive out to one myself?
Yes. I think, as I recall, would you do that in your new car?
No, I wouldn't. No.
You would be my hero if you did that.
Sorry.
I think when we did do this 3 or 4 years ago, when people actually did do it, we had to have other people as spotters.
Right.
And remember, spotting is a problem, girls, if you're just to that point listening to our show.
See your doctor.
Tell mom about it.
Uh-huh. Talk to her.
Not daddy, because daddy won't
understand. Talk to someone you trust.
We had people saying that they were driving through car washes.
Right.
And then people saying, I'm at the car wash that these people say that they're at, and they're not really here. Mm-hmm. So we had to have people watching and spotting.
Right. We're picturing the same kind of car wash that is perfect. It's the kind where it is next to the gas station, and it has that little wand that goes up and down, and it just has the
like
super
high-powered
water.
Like a power washer almost.
Right, right.
This should be easy, because now certain cars come with drainage holes, like the Scion.
Oh, yeah, like those boxy cars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does the Honda Element come with those too?
Didn't we have a discussion about this when those cars came out? I hated them so much, and people called in and said,
like you can wash them, you can puke in it and wash it out. I almost bought one.
They said that the insides are plastic.
Is it the Scion?
I recall it being the Scion.
I thought it was the Honda Element where you can actually hose it down on the inside.
Make sure you have the drainage hole before you hose.
I could have used that in college.
Yes.
It is too darn hot.
Especially when my fraternity brother, Yoo-Hoo, ate 15 Jack Tacos in Poughkeepsie, New York. And then I had to ride home with him.
Never ride with anyone named Yoo-Hoo.
No. You know how long Jack Tacos from Jack in the Box take to, like, get through the system?
How long?
It's nanoseconds.
8 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And really, I had to ride back with him all the way up Route 9.
I was giving you a serious answer.
Yeah. 8 seconds?
I said 8 minutes.
8 minutes, no.
I think, really, if you have...
He was halfway through. He ate them all at the Jack in the Box. We pulled over. He went through, talked to the clown, got his Jack Tacos, then he pulled over. We pulled over in the parking lot. He ate 15. It was a challenge that we gave. And then I rode back with like three other guys in the car, and it hit him like before we pulled out 15. Of the parking lot.
I know the eggs at our dining hall in college took 75 minutes.
It's too darn hot.
You talk like you had a long class.
Is it everybody calling now is scamming us?
Oh, that's not right.
Just as everybody that's calling us now is scamming us on this.
That is wrong. Right. You know what? Here's the deal. As soon as we start any contest like this with a call from Sacramento, we have trouble. Where are the honorable people from Wichita that play the contest the way they're supposed to be played?
The Iowans.
All we require is one person to not scam us and drive to a car wash with the water jets.
It's a hot thing.
Roll down your windows, because the whole country's having a heat wave.
Like 100 in Wichita.
Anybody honest on the phone?
Not as we can tell right now.
Oh, come on! What's wrong with people?
Well, that's obvious, Mike.
Well, I try to have faith in my fellow man.
Hey, fat ass.
Oh, damn it. All right, come on. Keep calling, fat asses. We need a call from the nation's breadbasket where people play contests right.
That's right.
It's too darn hot.
That first guy, that's the guy that set the tone for the whole thing.
I'm in the contest.
I'm the grease man.
I'm at the thing right now, Johnny Mike. You
fat ass. That must sound like Rodney there.
Hey,
you fat ass. Hey, you fat ass.
Pisses me off.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. As always, I got a backup plan. There's no need to flip out here. Mm-hmm. Get out the music for the other thing.
You got it.
Okay, Slim? Get the music. Get the music there, Slim.
Slim.
Mike, I got the...
You're speaking ironically because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Come on, Tiny.
However, we'll leave this open.
It's too darn hot.
For anybody of honesty today.
It is too darn hot.
Anybody, a God-fearing listener who wants to play the game the right way.
You know what it is.
Call.
Society is becoming too wealthy. Society is becoming too wealthy. That's what it is. You know what? People don't want to mess up their nice little cars. That's what it
bucks.
Is. You got to do it. You know, if you have a beater, this is a perfect thing to do.
Yes.
You got that vinyl upholstery that you really don't care about. That's what you do. You want to do it then.
I need washing anyway.
We'll wait. The lines are ringing. We'll see if Joe and John get anybody. You know, the whole thing back there
Joe.
Is that at least we're aware of the fact that we're being scammed.
Yeah, we know.
Like we'll try. Oh, hold on a second. Well, they just picked it up. I see there's a bunch of them that were ringing. Never mind. You know what? We'll come back to it. You guys answer. Mike, I got something for you right here.
Very good.
From today's USA Today. You almost forgot it was Wednesday, didn't you?
I did. I actually did.
Here you go.
Thank you.
All I can tell you is today's topic is shoes.
Say no more.
Now, hold on a second. Isn't it always like this?
Always.
Hey, Yanni.
Yes?
What do we think about this guy on hold? Literally on the level or not?
Joe is confused. He has no opinion one way or the other on him.
Hey, that's good. That means it's you and me, brother. It means it's you and I on live radio right now.
John, how's your chair?
It's great.
It's too darn hot.
All right, hold on. We'll try
you want some 3-in-1 oil on that thing?
Right, Joe says that this guy's fake and he's got his number so we can expose him.
Okay, all right. Hold on a second then. Let me get back to this and hello, Don and Mike Show. Who the heck is this?
Hey, my name is John.
Hello, John. Are you really at a car wash?
Yeah, I'm at an AMP. I'm gonna go ahead and buy the car wash right here. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, hold, slow down, slow down. We gotta ask you a few questions. Did you say you're in an AMCO?
AMPM.
AMPM, what is it?
Ambien, Mike.
Ambien.
It's an Ambien.
A sleepy little gas station. Where are you calling from, John?
Davis, California.
It's too darn hot.
Oh, Mike, just because they're calling from California doesn't mean they're all bad.
Yes, it does. All right, well, good luck to you, John. That's the gas station.
Did you say you'd not even purchased it yet?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Did you say that you had not even purchased the car wash yet?
No, I'm standing in line to purchase it right now. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Describe the car wash to us. What kind is it?
It's a drive through. It's behind the car wash, or behind the actual pumps.
Hold on a second. Speaking of humps, hold on a second.
Humps.
Let me say, hey, my humps. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Here's another guy. Now, this says on the screen, says this guy can do it. Hello, Bob.
That'd be me.
Bob in Iowa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm starting to get some confidence back.
Bob, what type of car wash are you at?
I'm in Amico, and I'm actually going to walk in and buy the car wash and then pull my car around. And Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I imagine you want me to drive through with my windows open.
Yes, that would be with your windows and sunroof open.
Now, I have a sunroof, too.
Bob, is it one of those car washes where you just pull your car into the garage and then the jets work around your car while your car is stationary? Is that the kind it is?
That is exactly what it is.
Well, get to it, man. Buy your car wash.
Well, you know what's the prize? What's the prize?
The what's the
before point? He buys his ticket, you know.
The prize is a big pile of poop.
No.
Yeah, no, really. No, it's a big pile of poop. It has flies around it. It's got boogers in it.
We're going to send it to you next day air.
I can get that free as Scat Lover.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Damn it.
It's too darn hot.
Maybe it is too darn hot.
Hold on a second. Friend.
What happened to John in California? Who was putting words in the wrong places?
John?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yes.
What?
What's wrong with your cell phone?
It's too darn hot.
Hey, John?
God damn it. I'm calling from Avis, California.
Train wreck radio. You know what I'd like to do to all your listeners today?
What?
Ape you. I'd like to ape you for ruining this segment.
That sounds, I think John from Davis, California is legit. He's just got a horrible cell phone connection.
John?
Yes, let me do this.
Okay. John, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to leave you on hold. That'll give you time to buy the car wash. When we come back, you should, in fact, have purchased the car wash.
And a new phone.
And we'll be able to drive through and allow us to hear you with your windows open.
John, do they have your phone number?
I don't know if they do or not.
John, it might be a good idea for them to get his phone number and maybe call him back, see if we can get a better connection.
I've got right. 916-806. Is that your phone number?
That's it.
Okay. All right, hold on. We got his number. Okay.
All right, good.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. I didn't give them all out.
Meanwhile, Iowa Bob. Well, what's the prize?
And here's someone with a crap detector already. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hey, I live in Sacramento, Davis area. There are no car washes at AM, PM stations. It's just a fact. There are car washes at Shell.
And it's guys like you
now
that are
on.
No help whatsoever. You're not going to play the game, are you?
Hold on. As soon as the guy said that, though, the other guy just hung up.
Norman!
Hey, John, did that guy hang up?
Yes, he did.
Ah, that's a yes, Don.
To the...
Cut the freak D. What's that?
Hey! Norman! Hold on, we got him back. I know we got a break, Rob. I know we got a break. Put him on hold for a second. Put him on hold. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. John.
Yes.
Okay. John, some guy just called. Where are you at? AM, PM?
I'm at an AM, PM in Davis. There's a car wash. There's a lady walking in right here. She could tell you. I swear to God.
All right. Are you in your car? Get in your car. Have you bought the car wash yet?
No, not yet, because you guys hung up on me.
Buy the car wash.
Hey, put the other guy on hold, Joe. Hold on. Here's one of your compatriots from Northern California. Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Jerry,
fat ass.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the air.
I was just calling that guy from Davis as a liar because I live out here in Sacramento and AM, PM doesn't have car washes.
He said he's actually going to let us talk to the guy that's selling him the car wash.
John, what do you say to Jerry?
Arco, it's an Arco AM, PM. They don't have car washes. None of them do. Sorry.
I don't even know who's talking to who right
now.
Who
is that, John or Jerry?
This is John. There's a car wash here at the AMPM in Davis. They don't have a Sacramento because Sacramento is not Davis. Davis is an area that's nicer than Sacramento. Okay. Sacramento's there.
So you're standing by, John, you're standing right by the fact that at this AMPM, there is an incident. You have to say it that way so people from around the country know what you're talking about.
Right. Look, I bought the car wash. I'm going to get my car.
Here's somebody else from the same area. Hello, Dean.
Hey, how you doing? If he's at the AMPM on Maceport, it is a brand new.
What is the deal with the phones out there today?
It is a brand new AMPM, and they do have a car wash.
It's too darn.
Well, what's the address of the AMPM you're talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what the address is, but it's on Mace Boulevard.
AMPM.
Mace Boulevard in Davis.
Okay, thank you. I tell you what, when we come back...
Mace Boulevard. It's where they invented the spray.
Hold off on the Craig thing. Okay. It's good. If we don't get to it today, we'll do it tomorrow. John,
yes.
buy the goddamn car wash. We'll come right back.
I'm sitting right here at the car wash right now.
Are you on Mace Boulevard or Mace Boulevard, like the guy said? What?
It's a brand new AMPM on Mace Boulevard in Davis.
We have to break for commercials right now.
Here's a piece of advice for all people from Sacramento.
We have to break, Mike.
Answer the questions when the question is finished.
Get ready.
Badass.
Get ready to go in the car wash. We'll come to you right after the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Hold on, please.
It does sound good.
It does. On paper.
It's too darn hot.
I'm not doing my homoerotic dance, though.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show.
Delicious Fagolinis. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let me see. Go to our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Don't forget, keep sending your entries for the show open contest.
Yeah.
Information right there on our website. Also, send us an email if you'd like to participate in Friday's outdoor contest. Fire extinguisher roulette.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Involving your butts. And also tomorrow on the show, Robert the Mailman will be outside and we'll have a dunk tank. It'll be our very first official welcome to our brand new studios event that everybody can come down and watch.
Yay.
Robert Mailman will be outside in a dunk tank full of grape Kool-Aid.
And, you know, the dunk tank, as far as I'm concerned, at your average carnival is one of my favorite things. I love it. Mm-hmm. At certain places, like if you go down to the boardwalk, they have those guys that are, you know, the professional carny dunk tankers where they insult everybody. Right. I think Robert's going to do a fine job.
That's tomorrow on the show. And a really good Craig Wilson. From today that's postponed.
It's too darn hot.
We got so much stuff
it
to get to.
It is too darn hot.
We want to try to find at least one person that'll do this car wash thing.
Spotlight in the agricultural center of Sacramento.
Okay, stop it, Sammy. Now, we've got this guy, John, who's at the car wash.
And I believe him, actually.
And we have spotters. Uh-huh. For instance, here's a guy named Ted in Sacramento. Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted. What's going on, guys?
Hey, Ted. Now, Ted, you're watching the guy John right now.
He's sitting right there, ready to drive in.
And at this AM PM in Davis, California, there is the car wash with the gas station.
Correct.
Okay, hold on, please. What type of car is he driving?
A Nissan truck, little small.
What color is it? What color is it?
Silver.
Silver. Thank you.
Silver.
Hold on, please. Hold on. And now let's go.
I like the fact that we have an eyewitness.
Directly to John the player. Here we go. John.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
there's like 15 to 20 people out here right now.
All right, so a lot of people are watching you.
Good.
And we heard that you're in a, what color truck is it, a gray truck?
It's actually a silver Toyota.
A silver Toyota.
Silver Toyota.
And you're going to pull your truck into the garage, and the thing is going to spray water in your window.
Now, all the windows must be open, even that back slide. Do you have one of those sliding glass windows in the back of the cab?
No, I'm driving. No. Both the side windows are open.
All right, so just the side windows. You don't have a sunroof?
No sunroof. But, hey, guys, if my phone goes out, you got the spotters still online, right?
Yeah, no, we've got a lot of people watching.
Good.
Okay. All right, John, go on and pull
and why don't you put the phone down on the seat next to you and kind of describe what's going on.
Oh, man. Okay, let's see here.
What's the matter?
I'm pulled in here. And through the break, I hope it didn't cancel it through the break.
It's too darn hot.
Now, how would they have canceled it? Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for it, but I've been sitting. It's telling me to pull in for the last 10 minutes, and I hope it didn't reset it. But
no, it wouldn't. No, is the light still green?
No, it's not. I just pulled in, and it's not even on. Huh? Son of a bitch. There's people behind me.
Hold on. That was a mistake. I'm sorry. That's my big finger hitting a wrong button, okay? Excuse me, monkey. You know what it's like to have big fingers.
I thought it was my fault.
Of course it's your fault I have big fingers.
I have never been aware of that these things expire after a certain product. Did you put in the code?
Yeah, I put in the code. I'm going to give my receipt to one of the guys up there. The code is on this receipt. Try to re-enter.
All right, you're going to leave your car in the garage, right?
Yes, I'm sitting in at the guy, one of the spotters, is actually re-entering the receipt number right now.
Very good.
Okay, good. Maybe it'll let you do it again.
Yeah, hey, terrific. Very unusual. You really used your noodle there. Let's see if it works.
Honk for walk.
You see anything happening?
Your big wet noodle.
He's pushing it in. Let's see. He's pushing it in.
Push it in.
That would be like seven buttons.
He's pushing it in.
Like five, six, five.
Groundbreaking.
Five.
Try it again.
Push it all the way.
Maybe the people behind me, but I don't know.
It's too darn hot.
I'm glad we waited for you, John. Hold on a second, please.
Way to go. See. Thank you, John. Badass.
Who is on the line right here? Oh, now, hold on. We've got more than one person. Let me see. Tom.
How you doing? I'm pulling in right now.
Okay,
now,
good.
Tom says he's at the Shell two blocks from where we are.
All right,
yes,
good.
Yes, I am.
So it would be very possible.
I know the Shell he's talking about. There's a
right
gas station.
Right there next to Bennigan.
Absolutely. I know the one you're talking about.
Beautiful. Tom,
get
do
my
it.
Tires. Hold on.
Do it.
What kind of car you got, Tom?
It's a V. Hold on.
Car wash. Enter your 5-digit code.
Perfect. It's our home turf, Don.
Perfect.
Perfect. Winner in 5, 7, 8, 5, 7, 7, 8, 9, 7. Thank you.
Hey, what, Tom? What type?
Telling them what to do.
Here I go, guys.
What type of car are you driving, Tom?
It's a beat up old beater. I deliver pizzas in it.
Oh, man. All right. Windows, go into the car wash.
All the windows are down.
Okay, let's listen.
I don't have a sunroof, but all the windows are down.
All right, what's happening right now?
I'm waiting for the thing to kick into. Here it goes. It's starting.
Okay, let's listen.
Here we go. Come on now.
We want to hear this.
I'm actually working right now.
You have pizzas in the car?
No, I didn't. I delivered them first.
Thank God.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster. Oh.
Yeah!
Oh, God. Oh, shh.
Don't say it.
Oh.
Think it, but don't say it.
Oh, my. Oh.
Are you getting wet, Tom?
Now, listen. Just be quiet.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone so we can hear what's happening, please.
Oh, my. Oh.
He could probably come by here afterwards.
Yes.
He's that close.
Yeah, he should.
Are you there?
Yes. Yeah, we're here, Tom. How you doing?
What's happening?
Oh.
What? Tom, what's happening? What's happening?
Tell us what's going on, Tom.
Here comes the sealer wax.
The sealer wax.
This guy is a home run. This is worth the wait right here.
Yeah, it's all over my glasses.
All over my glasses.
Yeah.
The sealer wax.
They'll repel rain now.
Yeah, I think it just killed my satellite radio.
Oh, you have a satellite radio in there?
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, on the dashboard.
That's too bad.
That's a shame.
That's too bad. Hello?
Not
Tom?
Surprised.
Tom.
The water shorted out his phone.
It's too darn hot.
Well, here's the deal.
It's too darn hot.
You know what we got to do? Let me see. Hey, Johnny?
Yes?
Why don't you send Joe down there, since the guy is really literally two blocks away from where we are?
Okay.
Hey, go find the guy during the break and bring him in. We'll give him his prize on the air.
Cool.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Joe's off now.
Because if the guy was, and I believe him, too.
I tell you, when you heard the thing, he was saying, here comes the sealer wax, and the instructions that put the code in. I've been there a million times.
And what was great is that if the guy, like you said, is two blocks away.
Yeah, but he's right down at the Shell station.
We will be able to judge immediately by looking at him and smelling him.
Yeah, we can go out during the break, take a look at his car, and it'll be fantastic.
Oh, I want to bring him in live on the air. I want to do it just like the listeners would hear.
Good.
Just get the guy ready.
I think it's up there next to the Bennigan's.
Two blocks, Joe.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Keep him outside. All right, we got to hit a break. God damn, we are running tremendously late today.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Yes.
We haven't had World War III breakout, as Newt Gingrich has predicted, have
not
we?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Because we may not get to the news today. Stand by. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, WJFK.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's find out here.
Rich with a good taste of bile.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz's news, if you're going to get to it tonight, brought to you by Ford Bold Moves. Buzz, sorry about that. You know how it goes. We get backed up as your man Tom Petty likes singing, jamming me. I mean, we're jammed up today. Bring in the guy.
We have a lovely little payoff here.
Yes, we do.
Took his car through the car wash.
Yay.
Come on in.
Friend.
He is absolutely soaking wet.
I love this guy. I saw him outside when you came driving up. What's your name, sir?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there, Tom.
We have another Tom that you actually resemble a little bit that comes on the show.
Just
kidding. I'm joking.
Harsh.
I'm making a joke.
That
I'm
is harsh.
A joke.
Tom, you are absolutely soaking wet. Now, here's the problem.
Yes.
We are in new studios.
Yes.
We do not have a digital camera. We'll have a camera tomorrow for the pictures of the dunk tank.
Right.
We'd love to take a picture of this guy's car.
Because his car, I saw it during the break, and his car is, he's soaked, but his car, I got 3 feet away from the car, and you could see the back of the seats that were already completely soaked.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and he had four doors, too, so you had four windows open with all the water pouring in.
Just to absolutely pound home the fact that we are the worst radio show in the world. If there's anybody out there listening who has a digital camera in their car that we could borrow while the show is still on, please come by our new walk-up studios.
You'll have our eternal gratitude.
And allow us to use your camera so that we may download a photo of this chap's car and this chap so that you all can see what he went through to get his $100 prize.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a round of applause. This is Tom the pizza guy who actually did the job. And you were really, I mean, it was a one. Are you cooler now than you were before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I drive around in this heat all day long.
Mm-hmm. And it tanked a few things in your car, too.
Yeah,
right?
It did.
What happened?
Some electronic
PSP device. That was in the back seat. That got wet.
You got a PSP? Yeah. Now, why did you cover up the PSP?
I just did this on a whim. I didn't even think about
it.
You know? Payoff to me is just coming in here to meet you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's very nice of you.
Listen to you guys for 20 years.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
You got me through some hard times and some good times.
You know, Tom, you were the guy, really, of all the people. We had all those guys that were
saved our ass.
Trying to get this thing done. And it was, it's not that difficult, and you aced
it's
it right
too
away.
Too done hot.
Come through the guy before us. I was sitting there just waiting. So.
You saved our asses. We got $100 in cash for you, and our eternal thanks.
Absolutely.
And if you would please be so kind as to just go up to our office, make yourself at home in the new building, get dried off, and let's see if a listener can come by with a digital camera so that we can take a picture and put it on our website. Tonight.
Anybody you want to say hello to, Tom, while you're on the air?
I heard my friend Andy was listening.
Okay.
And, the guys might work for letting me come by and do this.
Very good, Tom.
You work for what? For Armand's Chicago Pizzeria?
A couple of times.
Yeah, that's great
good.
Pizza.
That's good. I want to tell you that Armand's good every time. And you're the man because we could hear the thing saying, "Welcome to the car wash."
The automated voice where you're putting the code in, the whole thing. It was fantastic. And then that when it first starts.
That might have just been my car.
Either way, enjoy your money. Thank you so much for coming by. Please hang out for a couple of seconds. And maybe someone with a digital phone.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
Now, what about, we all have camera phones, but none of us know how to use camera phones.
We can email pictures to each other, just not anywhere useful.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to email picture. I mean, like, I know when my grandkids were in town, when I was at the zoo, I must have taken 25 pictures of them with my camera phone and got home and went, you know, like, okay, what do I do now?
My camera phone is crap. I mean, it just, even when I use it, it doesn't take that great a picture. You know?
Well, we'll have a prize if,
what's up with that? Why don't phones take better pictures?
Well, they put the phones in there, Buzz, but I mean, what's the point?
We'll have a prize for the person that comes by as well to help us out with the camera that we don't have today, because we'd like to get that picture up on the web, and thank you to that guy. You know what? We got to hit another commercial break now, because we are just running so goddamn late. Buzz, I think all we need to know from you is, are we safe or not?
For now, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Rest easy tonight. But no farther than that.
Okay. We'll be right back to wrap this up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.